Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are back here in the studio. It's been kind of a crazy couple of weeks on the road traveling. If you want to follow what we're up to, just hop on over to the Killer Innovations Facebook page. We're keeping that updated. We are, as I've been talking about in the previous shows, wrapping up the building of a brand new studio. So we will be posting some videos on that. That will allow us to actually be more mobile. And while I'm traveling, I'm actually stopping and interviewing entrepreneurs across the country to hear their stories about the innovations that they're working on. So stay tuned, follow us, Killer Innovations, over on the Facebook page, or you can follow my page over there also, and that's where we will be posting. So let's hop right into this week's show. This week's show is actually kind of an interesting twist. Normally we talk about a whole variety of innovations, but given that this show has been in production as a podcast since 2005, I could tell all kinds of nightmare stories as being one of the early podcasters. In fact, someone just quoted in a news article that Killer Innovations is the longest continuously produced podcast in the history of podcasting. I guess I get the endurance award now that everybody's into podcasting and it's turning into being the hot thing. But I can tell you from the early days, we struggled as podcasters for technologies and innovations that would allow us to get our content and get it distributed. You know, I always tell people I was podcasting before iTunes even existed. But there's this need for new platforms to get information out, to share that information around. So today we actually have somebody who's actually delivering some tools that is innovating podcasting and just the content of audio content delivery. So Renee, I just want to thank you for taking the time to join us here on the show. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.
So Renee is the CEO for CastBox. If you haven't tried CastBox, hop on over. You can get it in the all the app stores. But it's a unique technology that allows you to do actually audio searching to really find and get targeted in because into the right content that you're interested in. But before we hop into the whole CastBox piece, I'm interested in getting, Renee, a little bit of background on you. So where did you grow up? Because, you kind of got a little bit of an interesting background on ultimately, finding your way to Google. But give us a little insight about you.
Yeah. Actually, I grew up in China, and actually I have a kind of normal childhood. And actually because now I'm in the tech industry, I think my tech experience that starts from college. Actually, when I was in college, my major was psychology and mathematics, for double major. But I really enjoyed coding. I really enjoyed engineering. So I told myself how to code. And I think I began to develop Android. I learned Java, learned Android development since 2008 and become one of the first group of global, Android developers at that time. And it was 10 years ago. And then I joined, Google, first in Beijing, and afterwards I relocated to Tokyo and Dublin. When I worked for Google, I helped, over 4,000 developers, all over the world to promoting and monetizing their apps on global scale. Actually, I think it was 2015. I was in Japan and really enjoy my life at Google. But still, I want to do something, out of my comfort zone. So, I thought, okay, I have been in the mobile industry for so many years, and I really have good passion on the audio. I think I should venture out on my own. So that's why I quit my job at Google, went back to China, and sold my house. I have a house in Beijing, and I sold them, and which provided the initial funding, for the startup. Yeah, this is basically very, very rough introduction. Yeah,
well, that's kind of an interesting background. I don't know of too many innovators, entrepreneurs out there who are, selling their houses to fund their startups. They may sell their retirement fund or borrow on credit cards or whatever. And I can tell you, I did 13 startups, and I probably went through 25 credit cards to fund my startups in the early days. This is the 1980s in Silicon Valley.
Wow.
So I have a little bit of a different background. But what was the interest in audio? Why did you focus in on audio as the thing that you're going to go off and really bet your future on?
Yeah, actually, this idea, of Caspar came from my personal need. Actually, there's a lot of time during the day, I cannot look the phone. I'm commuting, I'm jogging, I'm doing chores. I'm kind of like a time saver. I also think, time is the only thing that I cannot repeat. So I always listen to something, try to have some input. However, I'm not a big fan of music. I prefer spoken audio. I'm kind of like a very, geek person. So I don't do social media a lot. I do not like a big fan of music, but I prefer spoken audio. It can be with me it inspires and impacts me. So when I look for the apps, I take for several factors, into consideration. At that time, I work for Japan, and I'm learning Japanese because it was my first time go to that country. In the meantime, the working language in Google are English, And in the meantime, I'm Chinese. I want to listen to some Chinese audio shows. So to accommodate my needs, I thought a multiple, language audio app would fit my business line perfectly. As I said, I'm kind of a geek. I have a lot of devices. You see, I have my Android, and there's my iPhone. I have my iPhone. I have Chromecast, Google Home, Amazon Echo, Amazon Dot, one iWatch, two Android Watch. And also, even I will request a car with CarPlay or Android Auto when I need to rent, a vehicle. So because I'm always, on the move, I want something, across all devices and all platforms, to play my favorite episode seamlessly. And actually, the most important thing is I think audio is a Pandora box. You will never know what's inside unless you listen. So I want a search engine for audio, and also a recommendation system, can open the Pandora box of audio. So that's why I started Castbox, which is, global targeted. We have we support more than 70 languages now, which is always connected. We support all platforms. I mean, Android, iOS, Car, and Google Home, and Echo, et cetera. And also relevant content, because we just launched in-audio search function. We already, I'm trying to improve the recommendation algorithm as well. So I want all these things. So this is the main idea why we start audio. And I launched we launched the first version of Castbox at the beginning of last year, actually. The first version was developed by myself because it's only me at that time, for the company at the very beginning. Only on Android at first, but we have a rough start, but we collect a lot of feedback and upgrade the app every week and try to build more platforms. And also, I think nowadays we have over 9 million users. Actually, most of the users are still on Android, but those users hail from all over the world, across all... still trying to across more platforms.
Well, I can tell you that I can tell you that I am a CastBox user on my Android phone,
really?
On my Samsung phone.
Wow, cool.
And it plays back very well through my my Ford Explorer, which has Android Auto in it. So I was, in fact, I was listening to my CastBox this morning on my 45-minute
commute.
Let
me know if you think we need to improve. I really appreciate it if we can provide better.
Yeah, be careful of asking me for recommendations.
You have a whole list, right?
Yeah, you could. You should talk to Eric Uyen, who's the founder at Zoom. He's a friend of mine, and he opened Pandora's box by asking my recommendations for new features in Zoom. So, and we're big, and we're big fans of Zoom.
That's why Zoom is growing so fast, because all your feedback.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I want to take credit for that. Eric's a great CEO, and he runs a great operation there. And like I said, Zoom is actually a sponsor of our show. So so listeners have heard me rave about Zoom.
Zoom is the best.
It is. Zoom is quite good. So we're going to take a quick break here, commercial break.
Yeah.
When we come back, we will pick up the conversation, learn a little bit more about CastBox. And it's got this interesting history with regards to, you know, you've raised some significant funding support from a variety of companies. We want to hear more about that. But also we want to talk more about the technology that's really solving the problem of how do you discover, because it's just hard with Gimmon now that all these podcasts are getting out there. So stay right there, Renee. We'll be right back. Listeners, don't go anywhere. We're going to continue our conversation with Renee, CEO of CastBox, learn more about audio innovations, and what does it really take to be an entrepreneur to really get an idea up out of the dirt. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit PioneerEducationAfrica.com to find out more.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back, but before we hop back into this segment, I want to do a quick shout-out to one of our sponsors, and that is Zoom. Interestingly enough, we were just talking about Zoom in the previous segment. We've been longtime users here at Zoom at the Killer Innovations, but also I use it in my day job. It's the way that we keep our teams connected from all over the world, no matter where they're at. Literally, I don't know how we would get through work and be as successful as we are without the ability to keep the teams connected. So if you haven't checked out Zoom yet, you're probably one of the few people in the world that maybe hasn't heard about it, because it is on fire. It's one of the top apps out there. So check it out. Killer Innovations has made available to listeners of Killer Innovations a free account. So you can hop on over to killerinnovations.com/Zoom, download your free account, and allow you to collaborate with up to 50. That's right, 50 people. So check it out, and let us know what you think. But trust me, once you try it, you will love it. So, Renee, let's pick up our conversation. So you got into this whole audio piece about trying to solve the ability, really, for discovery of of the spoken types of content, whether it's podcasts or audiobooks or whatever, and you sold your house to get it started, but you've been quite successful at attracting some pretty significant dollars to support your efforts. So talk us a little bit about the kind of the growth of the company so far, where you're at so far in that in the growth.
Yeah, actually, you know, the first version is very rough. As I said, it's developed by myself. We have, you know, two apps now on Google Play. One is with the purple logo, have 7 million downloads, and an orange logo, one which is the newly recently launched one with the 2 million downloads. I think it's growing so fast because we kind of find the product market fit. Because at the very beginning, when people, you know, change their phone from iOS to Android, they are looking for something, you know, for Android to continue their podcast listening. So that's why if you see our ratings on Google Play is good and the interface is very clean. And when users try a while, you know, different kind of like podcast, it will keep us and give us a good rating, which make our, you know, the index result really high on the Google Play search. So yeah, this is, I think most of those users can join us because, you know, we try to build ourselves better, try to make a real good product. And also I think I think so far, as I just mentioned, we already raised $60 million. And last week, we just signed a new term sheet for the B round, because not only us, all the investors, you know, all those most very smart, those smart people, they began to look really look good in the audio industry. And they look for us, and because we are one of the best player there. So, and they want to highly, you know, rely on, you know, on this industry growth. And also they believe that those audio will be in the future, because I think especially for the technology is growing, especially, you know, the machine learning and the natural language process is growing. So make the audio interaction and also making the audio discovery better for users, which is impossible in the past. And because all those, you know, the echoes, you know, the Alexa things, and make people, you know, have a better connection with information through spoken audio. I think the company's growth mostly rely on those industry growth and on those technology improvement. And also, as I said, we just launched an in-audio search function. I think it's, for me, it's very exciting, because I think audio as a mysterious black box and a passive way of interacting with others. And the audio industry has been there for decades with no huge progress made. So we are striving to making the most cutting edge technology to move this industry forward, you know, to get more people hooked on listening to audio in a brand new and convenient way. So, yeah, this is like the
super,
yeah.
Well, that's great. I mean, like you said, you've raised some significant dollars. You know, audio has obviously become a big issue. Podcasting has become absolutely huge. But like I said, everybody goes, wow, it just popped up in the last year. Yeah, like, I don't know, it's been 14 years in the coming, right? You know, to get to this point. So what's the future look like for the product? Where do you think it goes from here? Where does CastBox go from now that you've got audio search in there? What's the vision?
Yeah, actually our vision is making billions of people talking to the internet. We try to well spoken audio make connecting people and with information. So I think we will still highly rely. Actually there are three things we want to do better, you know, in the coming year, in the near future. One is always intuitive. We want to make sure, you know, the interface is easy to use. We may, you know, also including some voice command to make it better for users to engage with content. And also we will put more efforts in those in audio search function, because we now not index all of the audio, index some of the audio to understand the customer's needs, but we will index more audio to provide a better search engine, you know, provide a more relevant search result to users according to the keywords and look into the audio. And this is the first thing we want to do better. The second thing is also always connected. Now we support all platforms, but we will continually improving, including we will support CarPlay and iWatch for the coming version on iOS, and we will support you better on Google Home and HomePod maybe later. And and also now we are using real-time database, you know, which can seamlessly connecting the subscriptions, but we will literally syncing the playing history and to play their favorite episode seamlessly across different devices. And about always relevant, we are now, you know, revising, you know, the recommendation system. We are using machine learning to just provide a better recommendation according to the episode level or channels level or even audio clips level. And also, as I said, we support 70 languages. We want to make sure this audio is kind of global things. So we will highly rely on technology to make sure listeners can really enjoy, you know, CastBox. Yeah, this is the future. Yeah.
Yeah. So what I want to do, we're going to have to take another quick commercial break here. When we come back, Renee, what I'd like for you to do, given your experience of having been at Google, left Google to start your own business, what advice would you give yourself if you could rewind yourself back to the start of this, you know, starting something and raising that money? And then, so when we come back from commercial break, I want But I challenge Renee to give us two or three pieces of advice as an entrepreneur starting up from the ground zero. So, listeners, stay right there. We'll be right back and pick up our conversation with Renee, CEO for CastBox, and talking about audio technology. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You are listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
My name is Bobby. I'm a veteran and lost my leg to a roadside bomb. My victory was going from a wheelchair to becoming a weightlifting champion.
I'm Sam. I'm a veteran. My victory was finding a career that I could be proud of.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. Before we hop back into the show, I need to do another shout-out to one of our sponsors, and that is HP. Now, those of you who have been regular listeners of the show, always probably your eyes roll at this point, like, okay, Phil, you used to be at HP, and that is true. But HP and Zoom's sponsorships of Killer Innovations is really about their willingness to support our activities beyond the show, which includes the nonprofits, both HackingAutism.org and Pioneer.Education. So Hacking Autism is working on technologies and therapies and employment opportunities for those on the autism spectrum. And Pioneer.Education is creating curriculums to teach innovation and creativity in developing countries. And our prototype school is currently under construction in the Bugesera region of Rwanda, Africa. And through the support of both Zoom and HP, those monies get redirected to do a better level of funding for those nonprofits. So I want to thank both HP and Zoom. Now, HP specifically also gives us equipment that allows us to run the studio. So if you want to see what equipment we do use to run the studio, and we're actually, like I said, in the construction for a brand new mobile studio, that is, you'll love it when you see it. It's under construction right now. But you can check out what HP is providing us as gear by hopping over to killerinnovations.com/HP. We're using, for instance, some of the new Z2 workstations, some of the new laptops, some new slices, what's called a slice, to run Zoom in the studio. So check it all out. And if you need a recommendation on HP gear, drop me an email. You know I answer all my emails. And you can do that at phil@killerinnovations.com. Check them out. And just say thanks to our sponsors for the support for the show. It allows us to produce this content and keep it available to you for free. But also for the support they give. That allows us to put more funding behind the nonprofit charities. So check that out, killerinnovations.com/HP. So, Renee, let's pick up the conversation. Before we took the commercial break, I'd ask you to think about what advice would you give yourself if you could rewind and go back when you decided to leave Google and start down this path of developing the CastBox application and focusing on audio. But if you were to rewind, now that you've got this experience, what advice would you give yourself?
Yeah, actually, I will tell myself, at the very beginning once, never, never give up. I didn't give up, but still, it's very tough when you go through all the struggling point. I think at the very beginning, there's no money, no people, and actually no very clear, the beginning directions. So, but still, it's really, really hard. But, but if I can come back to talk to myself and say, oh, be easy for that. When there is there's a problem, just conquer them. And sometimes it seems impossible to handle, but if you push ahead for one more day, one more week, or one more month, you will find solutions. Maybe through your own efforts, maybe through luck, or maybe just, get a little help from time, itself. So I think this is the biggest, suggestion I will give back. So in this way, I will became more calm and more joyful to enjoy the founder's journey. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's interesting you call it a founder's journey, and that's is clearly what it is, right? It is a journey. You get your ups, you've got your downs, but at least, you know, for other founders, and, you know, look, I did 13 startups before I finally got my, did my IPO and my big, my what I would call my first big success as one of the founders at Telligent. You know, it is about keeping an eye on the prize at the end, you know, what is that vision? And so, you know, so now you're at this point. We talked a little bit about where the future for Castbox is. Yeah. How big is Castbox, by the way? So how big is your organization now?
Now we have 30 people. 30. We have one office in Beijing and one office here. 30 people together.
Where is here, by the way? I'm not even sure where you're at today.
I'm at San Francisco. We have a branch office here.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Well, one of these times we'll have to get together. You'll have to come down to Sunnyvale. Well, I'm not. I'm in Colorado right now, which is where I'm based out of now. I no longer live full-time in Silicon Valley. But so it's 30 people between Beijing and San Francisco, at this point. And your product now is pretty much available on all the platforms, right? I'm trying to remember how I got recommended Castbox. Somebody recommended it. Wow. And when you're a podcaster, you're always like, okay, I'm going, here's yet another podcast app, right? And the first thing, if you're a podcaster, you're going to search for your own podcast. Is it in there kind of a thing? And what's interesting, what actually I like about Castbox as a podcaster is when you look up, it actually tells you how many people in Castbox has your podcast bookmarked, right?
Yeah.
So I was quite surprised. I was like, wow, okay, so I can actually see how many within Castbox are listening to the show. So that was kind of a nice little touch.
I will tell our operation people to feature your show after this. you will see the big jump from Castbox. You know, a lot of like podcasters now say, because they are kind of using Libsyn or some other third party hosting platform, they say now for some shows, Castbox is the number two source. After the iTunes. So I think we should promote.
I think that's probably where I saw it listed, because I'm on Libsyn. In fact, I was customer number 5 for Libsyn. So I was on Libsyn. Approached me in the early days to use my show as the test, because there weren't that many podcasters out at that point. So I was customer number 5 on Libsyn. So So I've been a Libsyn customer forever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think he's right, because you on those tools you can keep track of.
Yeah.
That's how I know countries, right? So in the case of this show, 55% of the listeners are in North America, U.S., Canada, 45%, and it goes U.K., Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, India, China are kind of the top countries for my show.
Yeah.
But it's a great tool just to know who's listening and what are they listening to.
Yeah.
But what's really nice about your tool, though, is people can share clips. They don't have to share the whole show. The one feature I really like is the fact that someone just hears something really interesting in a clip, they can just share the clip with friends. So it's kind of like, right, so it's like sharing a URL, you know, that I can, hey, this is something you got to look at or read. You don't have to listen to because in my case, the show is 42 minutes because we're on live, we're on live radio. Yeah. But that works out well. So, Renee, if people want to keep up with what you are doing and what you're working on, where's the best place for them to keep track of you and your activities?
Yeah, I think people can send me email, at renee.wang@castbox.fm, renee.wang@castbox.fm. And, I love engaging with our listeners. And meanwhile, users can also, or listeners can also, leave a comment on this specific episode, of this, great podcast of Killer innovation. On our Android version or desktop version, we have a common area there. Mm-hmm. We can discuss and, have a conversation there. Yeah.
And actually, I'm going to encourage the listeners, because I checked, nobody's ever posted a comment in CastBox yet on any show. So here's your test. You know, you can post your comments, and we'll engage in the conversation. I'll also have all these links over at killerinnovations.com, so you can get connected and track Renee directly on the email or through the CastBox website, and check it out. You know, I know everybody gets their favorite podcast app, but I'm excited about the level of innovation that's being brought to audio, because it has been pretty stagnant for quite a while, right? It's, you know, just cranking out an MP3 file. So, Renee, I want to say thanks a lot for taking time to join me here in the show, and wish you guys the best of luck. Keep on innovating. Those of us in the podcasting world need those innovations, so I greatly appreciate it. And listeners, check it out. Hop on over to CastBox. Download that app, check it out on your device, and let Renee and I both know what you think of it. And with that, thank you, Renee. Listeners, we'll be right back with a wrap-up segment. We'll talk a little bit more about what's coming up on the show and future guests, so don't go anywhere. And we'll continue this conversation, and you're listening to Kill Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline prices. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. As we wrap up the show for this week, I just want to give you a little bit of my thoughts on this interview with Renee Wang. Now, Renee is the founder and CEO of CastBox. We just listened to her for the last three segments. But I want to point out some things that I'm really impressed about after having interviewed Renee. And that is the fact that here's a woman who had a very successful career as a technologist at Google, who basically walks away to do her own thing. And in this case, going into and innovating in a technology area where, if you ask most people, they would say there's no room for innovation. Audio is kind of this old thing. It's kind of dead. There's really, you know, nowhere to go with it. And she was determined, given her own personal passion for getting information and being able to listen while doing other activities, like many of us that are really into podcasts, being able to do it while you're driving your car, exercising, or whatever. But many people have just given up on that there's much room to innovate inside of audio, other than record the audio, produce the MP3, post it, update iTunes or Google Play or wherever your show is going to appear, and then off it goes. Here's somebody that says, no, I'm going to innovate in an area that most people don't think there's an opportunity to innovate. And with this audio search feature that they've just come out, it is quite interesting. So here's somebody that not only believed in it, gave up their career, started a company, wrote the application themselves, and sold their house in order to keep it alive, and then went off and now has raised literally tens of millions of dollars to fund CastBox. So again, if you haven't tried it, check it out. If you've got feature enhancements, let Renee know she's truly interested in how to improve that platform to make it as good as possible for listeners and also producers of shows. And I'd be interested in your thoughts on that application. But it also begs the question on, are there other technologies that are out there that most people have written off, meaning there's really not a lot of innovation opportunity in it, that still has opportunity? This is just one example of overlooked innovation opportunities. If I go back to when I first went to HP, my first task was to innovate to help in a turnaround process for a money-losing division, which was the PC division. There's not much money in PCs. There's no room for innovation. All PCs and laptops are the same. It's all just about cost reduction. And we went in and we innovated and we created new ultra-thins, ultra-lights, new technologies being embedded in, et cetera. And we took a money-losing division that was losing $1.5 billion to a division that was making $3.5-4 billion in profit. And so the question I have for you today is, you think about innovations within your teams, your organizations, or what it is you're working on. Ask yourself the question, is there an innovation that's overlooked, meaning everybody else has written it off? Whether it's Renee in audio, whether it was HP in laptops and PCs back in 2007 timeframe, what is in your technology, your industry, your company is an area for innovation that gets overlooked? And trust me, those can be huge and significant wins. So spend some time, take a break, and just think about, what are those innovation opportunities that people have written off, saying that there's no room for it, and then go at it, and then go at it hard. Now, I'm not telling you to mimic what Renee did and sell your house, but there's opportunity in there if we really take the hard look and do the impossible. And that's what innovation's all about. You know, the one lesson that I've learned over my career of innovation is that the impossible is possible if you're willing to work it and work it hard. So with that, let's wrap up today's show. I want to put a plug in for getting you involved in the Innovators Community. The Innovators Community is an opportunity for you to engage not only with me, but Kim McNicholas and others who you've heard on this show, in an ongoing conversation and an ongoing community. You can find out more by hopping over to theinnovators.community. And you spell out the whole word, so it's theinnovators.community. Over there, it's a private Slack channel. We also do online webinars. We do virtual mastermind groups. It's really designed for those of us in the innovation game to come together as a community to share best practices, to share lessons learned, to bounce out ideas that we're dealing with in our day-to-day business world of, you know, pitches on ideas or getting funding. And you need a team that's a friendly, people that understand what you're going through. The struggles of being an innovation leader is all, it's the hardest job you will ever do. So check it out. It's a private Slack channel. Finding out more over at theinnovators.community, and check it out. There's actually all the information is over there, including information on the mastermind group and the webinars and all those kinds of things. So you are, again, I can't encourage it enough. Hop on over, check that out. I'll have all the show notes for today's show, contact information for Renee, and also including information on the community with links and everything over at killerinnovations.com. And if you're listening to this and you're not a subscriber, check it out over on iTunes or over at Google Play. And if I could just ask for one thing, post a comment wherever you get your podcast. Just give us a vote, post a comment, let us know what you think. And if there's a topic that you would like to have in a future show, drop me an email at phil@killerinnovations.com. And with that, we're going to wrap up today's show. We'll be here next week. Really do appreciate the time you take out of your schedule. Don't let the innovation antibodies get you down. Get out there, take that idea of yours, turn it into an innovation, and change the world. And with that, we're going to talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.